Hello, hello, shorts. Wow, shorts, 2 days in a row. Dang. Church attendance is dropping all across America. It's long overdue. This is from the Friendly Atheist. I haven't been doing a lot of stories from him lately, and I like his take on things. I didn't actually read the article, though, so I have no idea what his take is on this. I'll probably read the article after I'm done with the brief recording here. But I'm interested in it because it's a Gallup poll. Gallup is one of those big-name pollsters. They seem to do pretty good work, and church attendance is dropping, and I want to know why. Why? I think I know, but they tracked this from 2000 to 2023, and they track the change. Now, in 2000, 42% of Americans were regular churchgoers, and they define churchgoers as people who attend religious services weekly or nearly every week. All right. I don't exactly know how you define nearly every week, but that's how this one goes. Weekly or nearly every week. Now, one question that I want to know is how important is that as a statistic? You know, we have to ask Christians this. Christians, how important is regular church attendance to your determination of whether a person is, you know, a real Scotsman? Excuse me, Christian. Sorry about that. Does that factor in at all? Do you think that a person could be, you know, a real Christian if they never go to church? They go to church once a year? If they go to church on holidays, Easter and Christmas? If they go to church once a month? You know, what represents good, healthy church goership to you? I don't know the answer because I get different answers from different Christians. So I would love for you to weigh in on that. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. I do have a few more things to say. Okay, so 42% in 2000. It's dropped 12 percentage points. Only 3 out of 10 go to church today. So whatever the statistics are of the number of people in America who believe in God and who call themselves Christians, only 3 in 10 go to church. That's a significant drop. Now, the ones who go to church most faithfully, you may not guess this, it's the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints. And they haven't dropped much at all. In fact, they had an interesting thing. In 2000, 68%, they jumped up in 2011 to 75%. That's far and away the highest number on this list. And then they've dropped down to 67%. So over the course of 23 years, they've lost 1 percentage point. They're doing great in getting their members to go to church. The second highest group, Protestant Christians. Now that's a huge category. A lot of wiggle in there. But 48% in 2000, down to 44% 2023. That's not terrible. Let's see, one went up, Islam, from 34% to 38%. And in 2011, they actually went up to 46%. But they actually, one of the only groups, let me just check here, the only group that has a net gain. Islam has gained. Wow. Christian nation indeed, right? Catholics. I can't imagine what happened that would cause them to drop from 45% to 33%. Orthodox, let's just say that they're not big churchgoers. 35% in 2000, they're down to 26% today. It's a wonder any of them go to church at all, honestly. The agnostic atheist nun group, they used to go to church at 6%, and now they're down to 3%. So why are you going to church? Okay, this must be the Unitarian Universalist Church. This must be UU. Other. I don't know what other is. Other tied with the second largest category in 2000 at 45%. They have dropped a whopping down to 21%. These others, they dropped 24 percentage points. They lost the most. So, once again, back to U.S. adults, more than 4 out of 10 before and now 3 out of 10. It won't be long before it's 2 out of 10. I've got a suspicion. In fact, as I look at this chart, a pretty good suspicion that the number of losses of percentage of people going to church is accelerating. It's accelerating. So 5 years, I suspect we'll be down to 2 out of 10. So what does this tell you? Well, let me tell you what it tells me. Christians don't buy the BS of their own religion. They just don't buy it. They're not committed. They're not committed to it. Now, there's always been a certain percentage of Christians who were not committed. They're just there for the coffee. In the social club. And they don't even need that much, apparently. It's 3 out of 10. Christians, they profess God. They profess Christianity. They profess faith. But they seem to have only enough of it for fire insurance. I mean, that seems to be what's going on. This is, you know, it's fire insurance Christianity, with only a handful taking it seriously. And fewer are taking it seriously. How is that possible? I mean, we have the internet, people. We've got the internet. Christians can get their message out louder and further than ever before. But as I have said for a long time, when Christians talk, atheists win. I love giving Christians a platform. It is not helping their case. I think the internet has been a boon for atheism, agnosticism, because for the first time for many Christians, they are hearing the central doctrines of their faith vigorously challenged. They've never heard that before. In America, they've never heard it before. Vigorous challenges to staples of their faith. So, SNS audience, 4S audience, we did it. we did it. Look at what we did. I don't think we did it. Okay, but we're part of what did it. And what's doing it? And just by putting the arguments out there, you may not think that it matters. You may think, oh, I'm tired of the argument. I'm tired of the conversation. It matters. It matters. When Christians hear the counter arguments, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. What I believe doesn't make a lot of sense. It also tells me another thing. We have never had better access to academic Christianity. The William Lane Craigs of the world are louder and prouder than ever. They are more accessible than ever. And their arguments are falling flat. They're falling on deaf ears, is what I've been saying all along. Academic Christianity doesn't do crap except reduce Christianity. So I'm happy for it to be out there. It's not even an interesting conversation to me. You can win the academic argument. Win. You can beat me. I'm not an academic. This comes as no shock to anybody. So what's that doing for you? Exactly. You're losing. The more you argue, it's just not making a connection with regular people. And that's pretty important. That's a big deal. I think that one of the key questions that people are asking, even if they are unconsciously asking it, I think one of the key problems is your arguments might be technically true in that I can't think of a good defense against it. Technically true, but not practically relevant. Let's say that you prove there is a God by your arguments, by your academic arguments. Okay, you won. You beat some atheists on the internet. You won. There's a God. And that Jesus rose from the dead. You studied hard. You beat some atheists on the internet. You won. Okay, so in your mind, you've proven that these things are true. People listening to these arguments are saying, okay, well, that's an argument. But those truths, air quotes, are not relevant. If there's a God, it's a meaningless God. It's a meaningless truth. If Jesus rose from the dead one time in some place a long time far away, it doesn't matter. Lots of crazy things happen in the world. It doesn't matter. It's not having the effect that you think it is because it's not relevant. If you look at every meaningful life statistic, there is no difference between the believer and the non-believer. The difference is a margin of error. People who pray regularly for recovery versus people who don't. They die at the same rate. Death is 100% winner. Okay. By the way, sickness, it does not care whether you're a believer or not. 72-hour flu, people get over it in about 72 hours. Doesn't matter whether they believe or not. Okay. COVID took the lives of Christians, non-Christians. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. So in miracle healings and prayer and faith and whatever, health statistics, whether you're healthy or not, doesn't matter. The only exception might be Mormonism because they're health freaks. They're health junkies. So they're probably the healthiest people on the planet. Everybody else, not so much. Not so much. The Christians, the Protestant Christians at 48% in 2000, they're going to Denny's after church and having that grand slam just like everybody else. Their cholesterol, very bad. Very bad. Prayer doesn't help it. Divorce, margin of error. Christians divorce, atheists divorce, marriages don't last. It doesn't matter. Kids who grow up to be little juvenile delinquents, the children of elders, the children of drug dealers, doesn't matter. There's no advantage, right? Employment, those who can keep a job, those who don't keep a job, those who get along with people at work, those who don't get along with people at work, those who get promotions, those who don't get promotions, those who make a lot of money, those who don't make a lot of money. Faith metrics, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Margin of error. You can't find a difference. You can't find a difference between the Christian and unchristian, smokers, drinkers, drug users, homosexuals. It doesn't matter. You're not going to find a meaningful difference in anyone's life statistically based on whether they believe or not. And so you can win the arguments all day. There is a God. Jesus rose from the dead. And it produces no relevant difference. And so if those things are true, and if you believe those things, and yet we see in your life that you're not living as good of a life as we are, You're not any more moral than we are. You're not healthier than we are. You don't have a better marriage than we do. You're not happier than we are. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not relevant. And so maybe you should focus on something besides academic arguments and beating some random internet in some academic debate about the existence of God. Because apparently people haven't encountered this God in the way that you think they're supposed to. Why is that happening? I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your God. I don't know. I find that very interesting. Those are some of my thoughts. What are yours? Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email. Skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.